and welcome today, lovelies, to this terribly important lesson. Very, very foundational, fundamental, and juicy lesson that we are doing today called Feminine Sexuality. And this is the third lesson in the module about sensual embodiment. Because we cannot talk about embodiment, sensuality, or the feminine without talking about what is the topic of our lesson today, which is the female sexual arc. The female sexual arc versus the male or masculine sexual arc. Such an important lesson. So I have a quote to start our day. It's a quote by Naomi Wolf from her book, The Beauty Myth. The quote is, "Women who love themselves are threatening, but men who love real women more so." All right, that should get you thinking. All right, so this is a basic discourse on the feminine sexual arc. And I'm doing this because a few things need to be dispelled in your understanding about sexuality in general and about your sexuality as a woman, okay? So unfortunately, in our masculine dominant world that we all live in, where the masculine paradigms have predominated and still do, sexuality has been co-opted by the masculine. And I'm afraid that this is portrayed in the porn industry, where all sexuality is through the lens of the masculine. Okay? And what has got lost is two really important things. One, feminine sexuality. But even more importantly, that sexuality is the domain of the feminine, okay? As in the myth of Tiresias, okay, where Zeus and Hera were in an argument about who actually experiences more sexual experience, the man or the woman. And as it happens, Hera captured or caught Tiresias interrupting two serpents copulating. And she threw a curse on Tiresias. She cursed him by turning him into a woman for 10 years. And when Tiresias then saw two serpents copulating and he didn't interrupt them, Hera turned him back into a man. And then back to the question that Zeus and Hera had, which is, well, who actually experiences more pleasure, more of the sexual experience, the man or the woman? Now, as the only human being on the planet in this myth that had experienced both masculine and feminine sexuality, they asked Tiresias, well, who experiences more pleasure, the man or the woman? And Tiresias said, if sexuality were made of 10 parts, 9 parts are for the woman and 1 for the man. That, my loves, should get you thinking very hard about your own sexual experience. All right. Of course, I'm talking about sexuality here because it is an aspect of your sensual expression. And I would say a beautiful, powerful, delicious, juicy, incredible way to experience yourself sensually. Okay. So let's start here. I drew you a little graph because I know this in my mind, but I wanted to show you this. Now, I hope you can see it well enough. Now, what I am depicting here is the masculine sexual arc and the feminine sexual arc. All right. Now, the masculine sexual arc in general, as in masculine type of sexuality, which is usually experienced by men, is they start kind of here, as in they can get turned on straight away. So they're already halfway up the page. And they just have a pretty much a straight line of stimulation until climax up here, orgasm climax. And then there's a rapid falling off for them. They generally, unless highly trained, orgasm once and then the sensual and pleasure experience dives off rapidly. Okay? To the contrary, and in great contrast, the feminine sexual experience is like this. We start down here somewhere. We start here sometimes uninspired, not feeling sexual, not even feeling particularly sensual. And this is not because of man mode or anything. This is just the feminine. At times, we start like the cold water in the pot on the stoves, as the Taoists say, okay? The cold water in the pot on the stove. And we need to be heated up. That's what this all represents. We need to be stimulated, foreplay, touched, rubbed. And this creates a warming up of the water. So what the Taoists say is the feminine is the pot of water on the stove, and then we apply heat to it. Okay? And then it keeps going and it ends up at a roaring boil at some stage. Okay? So I just wanted to pass that metaphor because it's so powerful. All right. So rather than this straight line that goes up and then falls off rapidly, the feminine goes up, feels a little heightened experience, some sensation, some deliciousness, and then there's a fall off of sensation. Hold that thought for a second. This is important. And then we go down and then we go up and we feel another little peak. Okay? And then we fall off again. And then this experience of peaks of sensation and fall off, peaks of sensation and fall off, peaks of sensation and fall off until there's a building up, maybe for hundreds of these, maybe for 40, 50 minutes, 2 hours of this, okay? And then we can have an experience of a main climax, a main peak, for example. I'm not necessarily making it coincide with the masculine peak here. I'm just using it for the sake of the illustration, okay? And then we can continue. We can continue. Otherwise known as the multiple orgasm experience, right? Totally normal and natural for the feminine to experience multiple orgasm, okay? So let's just go back here if we could. Let's go back to the beginning. It's important. The beginning, we start sometimes cooler and we need to be warmed up. And then we hit a little bit of a peak, an escalation, and then there's a falling off of sensation. But what I want you to know is that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you, doesn't mean there's anything wrong with him or your sexuality or his technique per se. This is normal. Now, what I want you to start to feel into is what I call mining for gems. So every time we have a fall off of sensation, all these little bottom points here in our sexual experience, we're actually mining for gems. We're mining for deeper, richer, more delicious sensation, opening, pleasure, richness of experience. That's why that happens in our energy. Our energy just knows how to do it. So don't fight it. Don't start to try to fight yourself back or try to keep the peak or follow this arc. That's unnatural to us. It doesn't feel right to us. And by the way, we can do this. We can do a masculine, fast-paced, vibrator-induced, fast sexual climax and a sudden fall-off. Absolutely. You have every right to do that. That's your decision. But I'm here ultimately to show you how to be in your feminine sexual experience. Why? Because it's so much bigger. 9 out of 10, right? It's so much richer. It's so much more powerful than the masculine. Now, the cultivation of this, yes, will take time. And indeed, this is something I would dearly love to teach as a whole piece in and of itself, the female sexual experience and then how to work in polarity with sexuality. In the meantime, what I would love to suggest is the work of Karezza, K-A-R-E-Z-Z-A. It has been started since the turn of the 21st century. But this is a book I love if you want to read another book.
It's called Better Than Orgasm by Stanley Bass.
If you want to read another book about energy Karezza and get your partner to read it, can't recommend this book more highly. As it happens, this man's in his late 80s at this point, and he is still pleasuring 70, 80, 90-year-old women with the know-how of energy Karezza. So, beautiful book. Another suggestion for you. So, why am I positioning to you at this stage in this particular training? Because as we start to stand up, arise in our queen, arise in an empowered relationship to our queen, to our embodiment, to our sensuality, and to our sexuality. You must start to understand feminine sexuality, own it, love it, be with it in yourself before any man is going to be able to respond to that, right? And this is an act of self-love, and it is something that can change both of your sexuality, by the way. You know, with my partner who responds magnificently to my sexuality, he now is also starting to have multiple full-body orgasms following his climax in sex. Why? Because he is riding my sexual experience. So what does that mean? When we own the feminine sexual experience, we gift it to our partners. And it is absolutely possible to ignite that in their energy when you know how to do this and when you learn how to do this. Okay. Ah, beautiful. So let me just have a little sip of tea. In my opinion, today's lesson is one of the most important lessons in terms of understanding the deep aspects of feminine energy and your sexuality and the life force that comes with that, right? And this is what the masculine adores in us. They adore that 9/10. If they've only got 1/10 of it, then they want to experience the 9/10, and they experience it through us and with us. What a gift. So today we've learned about the feminine sexual arc and the masculine sexual arc and how they are very, very different. And I've shown you how, some tips really, how to see that in yourself, how to experience it in yourself. Okay, so what I want you to do for homework this week is, if you have a partner, of course, is I want you to have sex with no goal orientation. Now, the goal is orgasm or climax, and that again is portrayed as the best thing, the only thing you'd ever want in sex, through pornography and through the masculine eyes, if you like, or the masculine perception of sexuality. What if in your homework this week you went into the sexual experience with no goal orientation at all, no outcome orientation? What if you just experienced every single stroke of either his finger or his tongue or of his cock inside you? Every lick, every motion, every single second of the experience, in order that you can start to trace your own feminine sexual arc. And of course, every single session is different. That's the beauty and richness and power of feminine sexuality. There's not one way. It will be different every time. How beautiful is that? Okay, so sending so much love to you from me to you. Enjoy this lesson, and I look forward to hearing your responses. Bye-bye for now.